And for more on the decision handed down by the court this morning, we're turning live to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and checking in with Amanda Roberti, Assistant Professor of Political Science at San Francisco State University. Professor, thank you for your time. I want to start with a big picture question. From your perspective, how does today's ruling impact the overall women's rights movement in the broadest sense?
Well, thank you for having me. I think it's an incredibly impactful decision. This decision overturns about 50 years of precedent and a way of living that women were expecting that they would at least have some kind of option when it comes to pregnancy and an unplanned pregnancy. How it impacts the movement on a broad spectrum, I think that movement actors that focus on women's rights and reproductive justice have actually been really focused on this for a really long time. They saw that reproductive rights were being eroded over time, so they've been pretty laser focused on this, but they were braced for this kind of ruling. They knew that it was going to come down like this, and a lot of them are already mobilizing and have been mobilizing for a long time to kind of push back and try to get some other kind of protection in place, whether it be through Congress or through the president and his executive action or in states.
When you talk about mobilizing, do you think or do you see this engaging people who might not otherwise get involved politically? I mean, is there a women's movement, a get out the vote in November? Does it get people who weren't going to go to the polls to go to the polls?
Yes, I do believe that this is a mobilizing issue. We've seen other kinds of women's issues mobilize voters. So, for example, a lot of the kind of blue wave, women's wave that came in the 2018 midterms was really motivated by the kind of Me Too movement and any kind of pushback against the Kavanaugh hearing and nomination. So this too could have that impact. Certainly, it's very eye-opening for a lot of people. Maybe folks who had taken this right a little bit for granted or who always supported it but now are scared or are nervous or unsure. And so they might take that to the ballot box in November, certainly.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Professor. We do appreciate your perspective. That's Amanda Roberti, again, Assistant Professor of Political Science at San Francisco State University, weighing in on today's Supreme Court ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade.